Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, here I am inside Kauffman Stadium where the Royals lose. The winning streak is snapped. 4-0, the final score. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. The phone number is 913-586-7965. That's our text line number as well, 913-586-7965. Boy, this really could have been the best post-game show of the season. It was shaping up to be a real doozy, a real classic post-game show. And when I say that, I mean real lively debate. I'm on one side, you're on the other side. You've got some supporters, I've got some supporters, but we're both dug in with our beliefs of what should have happened here, there, and elsewhere. But instead, the Royals just are once again stymied by Twins right-hander Joe Ryan. The Royals are now 0-9 in games started by Joe Ryan. He's 7-0 with a 1-3 ERA in those nine starts, and he's a perfect 4-0 here at Kauffman Stadium. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7965. We could have debated what Hunter Renfro was doing in the fourth inning. I mean, it was cool. It appeared to me to be a no-look. Instead of going home to try and get Carlos Correa, he caught Trevor Larnach leaking off of second base a little bit too much. We could have debated. Because I know I was frustrated. I'm thinking, Hunter, this is your strength. This is the one facet of the game that you can bring on a nightly basis that you can do better than others. Showcase that hose. Uncork that thing. You had a shot at Correa at the dish, but instead he still got an out, but we could have debated that. Now, what's there to debate? You were shut out for the second time this season. We could have debated allowing Seth Lugo to face Trevor Larnach. There was some debate happening in the press box. There were calls for Sam Long happening in the press box. I'm sure some of you, if you were one of the 13,000 in attendance on this beautiful Wednesday night, I'm sure some of you wanted to see Sam Long face the Twins cleanup hitter. We could have debated that. But the Royals were shut out, and in my opinion, kind of killed that debate. Trying to steal an out with Sam Long in the eighth, with Chris Stratton in the ninth. Had the Royals scored, maybe those decisions aren't made. But instead, they were, and here we are, Royals now 6-6 on the season. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. I know somebody had a good time at the ballpark. I know we can still turn this post-game show around. There is a part of me that wants to blame a fan for the loss tonight. I know better than doing that. I'm not going to blame that dude that just discovered how to clap. But we can't blame it on a fan, even though I do think he distracted Seth Lugo. And I say that with my tongue firmly planted in my cheek. No, not really, but sure was a lot of clapping. I don't know if it was coming across on the radio broadcast, but quite distracting up in the press box. We also had, I also had the opportunity to have my attention drift because Joe Ryan was carving up the boys in such a dominating fashion. Royals lose to the Twins for the first time since last August, snapping a six-game winning streak against the Twinkies, their longest winning streak against Minnesota since 2016. All right, let's get to the phone calls. Again, the number 913-586-7965. Larry in Overland Park, you're going to hit leadoff tonight. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern, enjoy the show always, and really glad about your longevity here with the Royals.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was in hopes that the team was going to be able to scrape together some more runs tonight, especially after just three hits last night, in order to be able to bring in Harvey, Ursig, and Estevez. Yeah. And that was the reason for my call is, has there been anything other than H-E-E as far as a good nickname? Because I think I've got one.
Well, that's not a good nickname.
Yeah,
H-E-E isn't a nickname. It's
right.
Yeah,
right.
It's an abbreviation. So what do you have?
Abbreviation.
Throw it out there.
Well, how about H2E?
H2E, okay. All right, yeah.
You know,
we'll put that down. We'll throw it out there to the people.
If it works, if it sticks, could you give me props?
Of course. Oh, of course.
Okay. Can I,
we're all
can
about
I leave
giving
my name
props on the post-game show. Larry in Overland Park, yeah. Give it to Nathan, who's holding it down for us back at the studio. And if H2E catches on, yeah, we will.
And one thing real quick.
Build the statue.
The water molecule is two hydrogen, two H's and one O, but I don't think we got to worry about that. I know there'll be a lot of haters that'll point that out, so just getting that out there now.
No, you can never satisfy the haters. They're always going to be there.
I know.
You just keep being
the
artist that you are. Thank you very much, Larry. Let's go to Billy and KCK. Billy, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, long time, first time, big fan of yours.
All right.
I was at the game tonight. I've got a comment and a question. First of all, my comment is nobody was at the game. I mean, the turnout was horrible on a beautiful night. But here's my question. Stratton and Long, I mean, let's pull the plug and be done with it. And you know, my son wants me to ask you about Caglione. I mean, apparently he hit a ball that's still rolling somewhere in Arkansas. weigh in, please.
Okay. All right. So Cags and those back two. Yeah, so we're talking about the bottom two guys on the pitching staff, but you make a fair point. Thank you very much for the phone call, Billy. I'll tell you what, Chris Stratton finished off that ninth inning in proper fashion after giving up a leadoff home run, albeit. Listen, you know, I have a tough time after this performance. Yes, they each gave up a home run. Had the offense done something, I don't think you try and steal an extra out with Sam Long in the eighth. I don't think you try and steal that extra out with Chris Stratton in the ninth. But you know what? No need to make excuses. I don't think they will hesitate to replace one or both in the bullpen. You know, Evan Sisk is still putting up zeros down in AAA. He could be a lefty option to replace a guy in Sam Long. And there are a handful of right-handed options to possibly replace Chris Stratton. I think it's easier to... it's easy to move on from both of them. 12 games in, Now, I understand Sam Long hasn't been on the hill yet this season and not seen a run come across to score. Not that it's always his run, but a run always comes across with him on the hill so far. And it's more of the same as far as Stratton is concerned. I can't say anything to defend either one of them. The thing that they have going for him is it's only 12 games. You could say, oh, but doesn't Stratton have a bunch of money still due to him? Doesn't he have that going for him? I would like to think that that doesn't play in 2025, where the goal is win the division. Not just the goal, the expectation. The spoken expectation inside that clubhouse is win the division. I think you're still a multiple weeks away before you pull the cord on Stratton. Long could find himself on the IL or moved out sooner than Chris Stratton. But yeah, it's hard to make a bold case, or at least make a loud case, that either one has done enough to maintain their hold on their roster spot. Now, again, Sam Long, it was four up, four down. I don't think he's coming back out for the eighth inning if the offense does anything. Right, it's 2-0 at that point. Sam Long did the job tonight. The offense was unable to force Q's hand to go to a better option out of the bullpen. He tries to steal an extra couple outs. And with the help of Kevin Biggio and a great catch in foul territory, he was able to steal one. And as far as Jack Caglione is concerned, 1-for-4 tonight, as that game is still going on down in Northwest Arkansas. 1-for-4 tonight, he scored a run, an RBI single for Cags. 5 games into his AA career, he has 11 RBI. He's batting .350 with an OPS north of 1,100, which is good. Which is what a guy that you want to see in the big leagues this season should be doing in AA, right? If you think he has a realistic chance of helping this team this season, he better be dominating AA hitting. And he better be able to do it longer than 5 games. Again, calendar flips to May, and his OPS is still in the 1,000s, and he's hitting better than .350. Yeah, bump him up to Omaha. And then, if you really believe that this guy is going to be a weapon in the big leagues in 2025, he should crush AAA pitching too. Drew Waters crushed AAA pitching. Jack Caglione better if he's going to be this answer this summer. What I'm more interested in observing and finding out is, how is he defensively? Where's he playing in the big leagues? And the quality of those plate appearances. J.J. Pecola was on with Cody and Gold yesterday. Great conversation. Find it on the Odyssey app. He goes into detail of exactly what they want to see out of Jack Caglione before they call him up to the big leagues. As a matter of fact, I'll bring that to you before we get out of here, but I got to get back to the phone calls. Zane in Prairie Village has been waiting on hold. Zane, you're on 96.5 The Fan, as the Royals are shut out at home by the Twins, 4-0.
Oh,
Zane,
hey,
you're on
bro.
The radio. What's happening, buddy?
I was at the game. I mean, I had a lot of fun there. Why did Salvi hit when Bobby was stealing? I mean,
it was a tasty pitch. He almost gapped it.
Yeah, but like, did he just like not know he was stealing or something?
Yeah, I think it was Bobby's decision. Bobby always has a green light. He saw the chance. He went for it. He heard the crack of the bat. You would like to think that he could get back to the bag in time, and he almost did. Salvi always has the green light at the dish. Bobby always has the green light on the base paths. Every once in a while, there's still going to be a car crash. And that's what we saw in that fourth inning.
Yep. Well, that's all I had to say. So.
Well, Zane, I hope to hear from you more often as this season goes on. I'm glad you had a good time at the game tonight.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Have a nice night. Zane, of course, brings up the best offensive opportunity the Royals had tonight. Bottom of the fourth inning. Twins just scored in the top half of the frame. Bobby with a 2-2 offering smokes it to the right side for a leadoff double. Vinny Pasquantino then flies out to left field. And on the 1-1 offering to Salvi, Bobby takes off for third. It's in the middle of the plate. Salvi puts a good swing on it, headed to the left center field gap, but ultimately tracked down by Harrison Bader. And they double off Bobby by just a few inches. He almost got back in time, but Bader's able to put the throw on the bag, and they double off Bobby. Royals would not get a man to second base again. As a matter of fact, that was the only chance. That was the only time a Royals base runner reached second base. I enjoy watching Harrison Bader play the outfield. I know he made a miscue in the opener, but just a very fundamentally sound center fielder. Love the way that he tracks the ball. I know we're supposed to dislike him, but I enjoy his game. Speaking of outfielders, shout out Jonathan India. Nice night. Maybe his, well, certainly, I think, his best performance in left field as a professional. Very, very good stuff from him tonight. 0 for 4 at the dish. He was robbed of a knock in the third. Great play by Willie Castro at third. But a very nice night for Jonathan India. He's impressed me defensively. The ability to bounce around, right? Third base, left field, back and forth, back and forth. He hasn't hurt you. Hasn't always been the prettiest, but he hasn't really hurt you. Let's go to Mitch in Kansas City. You're next up on 96.5. The Fan, as the Royals fall back to 500, now an even 6-6. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing? It's good to hear from you again, man. We talked the other night about the offense. My question to you was, and I guess it's more of a defensive question, what about Jonathan India playing some outfield? Can we move him to right a little bit? I mean, I know he's a staple at third base and in the infield, but and maybe Drew Waters, you know, how's Drew Waters coming up? Can he come up and play right field? I'll listen off the air. Thanks, Vern. Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, nice to hear from you as well, Mitch, even though it feels like we're talking yesterday. Because tonight, Jonathan India did play in the outfield, and he has quite a bit. And Drew Waters was called up earlier today, and you know he plays the corner outfield. Waters will get an opportunity. Look, if we've learned anything about Matt Cutrero, if you're on his team, he's going to use you. And he's going to do his best to put you in a situation to succeed. Now, the onus is on Drew, once again, to make the most of it, to capitalize. Now, this isn't the evaluation season of 2023 where we're going to keep running you out there. Well, it's not always fair, right? You're not going to get every day at bats, but when you do get that chance, better take advantage. But nice hearing from you, Mitch. Danny was in the building. Danny was one of the 13,000 to show up tonight. Danny, what's your takeaway from this one, buddy?
Hey, Vern. Great to hear from you. I just have a question or two about the hitting in general, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so first, obviously, we're 12 games in. We don't want to be doomsday, but right, what do you think has been the reason why things haven't gone right so far?
I have a tough time saying things haven't gone right so far, right? I mean, they're 6-6.
Yeah.
The rotation's been outstanding. I mean, what were your expectations of this offense? Maybe that's the issue. You know, what were you expecting out of this offense coming in? Like, who's underperforming in your mind?
I guess you could say the outfield, but I think that
no,
was...
No, I need names. I need names. Good. That outfield thing is tired. I need names. Who are you disappointed in? Who's underperforming?
MJ Melendez and his reform swing and Hunter Renfro specifically.
Okay. Well, that's one spot in the lineup tonight, right? That's three at-bats total.
Yeah.
So, listen, I don't remember many games, let alone extended stretches, where all nine guys are good, are hitting it well. It's, You know, if you're saying, hey, the offense isn't doing that well because one spot is struggling, that's not struggling.
Yep.
Thanks for the phone call, Danny. Yeah, I mean, Vinny's going through it. You heard Q talk about it moments ago, but, I mean, raise your hand if you're concerned about Vinny Pasquantino. Yeah, right. No. Salvi hasn't been the extra base machine. Raise your hand if you're worried about Salvi. Oh, thanks for the phone call, Danny. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't jump on you there. It's just this whole the outfield thing drives me nuts. Jonathan India's an outfielder. Mikel Garcia's been an outfielder, and I'm pretty sure you guys love them. Mark Canha. This guy was reaching base at a 50% clip before he found himself on the shelf. So, okay, yeah, Hunter Renfroe and MJ Melendez. I understand those are the two whipping boys, and understand, deservedly so. But that's one of nine tonight. One guy, one spot doesn't cost you the game. Certainly, when you're three hits, one guy didn't cost you the game. Nice hearing from you, Danny. My game notes following this 4-0 defeat at the hands of the Twins. Game notes brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. We'll take a quick timeout. We get right back to your phone calls, and we'll head inside that clubhouse. Our very own Kramer Sansone is inside that Royals clubhouse. We'll hear from Seth Lugo, Salvador Perez, and more after this.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Slicer right back to the mound. Lugo grabs it. Everybody's back to their bases without a throw. More reflexive defense from Gold Glover Seth Lugo on the mound. Part of that was self-preservation. That ball was headed right back to his nose.
80 miles per hour off of the bat of Ty France, snagged by Seth Lugo to record the second out of that fourth inning. Unfortunately, five pitches later, Eduardo Julien would knock home Carlos Correa. Maybe Hunter Renfroe could have thrown him out of the dish. Renfroe does get an out, but the Twins do get a run. the first run, and ultimately that's all they needed. Royals shut out for the second time this season. They lose game three of this four-game set to the Twins. 4-0, the final score. Seth Lugo, though, was tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Yes, I understand he takes the loss. 5 2/3 innings of two-run baseball, 6 punch-outs, and I didn't see anyone else outperform him, did you? Bobby reached base twice, a walk and a double. He's the only Royal that reached base twice. He's the only Royal with an extra base hit. Bobby made all the plays defensively. But I still think Seth Lugo. Again, you know, who knows? Who knows? I believe Renfro could have nabbed Correa at the dish. Maybe Lugo's line looks even better. Regardless, he's the Guaranteed Foods player of the game. If you want to disagree, let me know. 913-586-7965. You can also shoot me a text. 913-586-7965. For being named the player of the game, Seth Lugo will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. I've had it. It's outstanding. The shrimp cocktail, the gourmet filet, the twice-baked potatoes with cheddar cheese, asparagus, and a gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. Man, I could talk for about 20 minutes about that cheesecake. Either way, it'll all be delivered to your home from Guaranteed Foods. I hope you guys enjoy it. All you got to do is add some wine. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Seth Lugo. Speaking of Seth, let's head inside the Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what he had to say as our own Kramer Sansone was in the clubhouse following tonight's 4-0 defeat.
You know, it's a tough loss. Ryan threw a really good game, and try to keep the team within range to come back there late, but it just didn't happen. Thought I located pretty well, mixed up pitches, so I thought I threw the ball well, and just bad luck on the loss.
A little bit longer of a fourth inning there for you. What, something get away from you at all, or what was going on there?
Julian put up a good bat. He fouled off a lot of quality pitches. I walked a couple guys that inning. Pretty good pitches, good take, so tip my hat there.
How'd you feel coming out of that fifth inning to be able to go back out for the sixth?
I felt good. I felt like, I was executing pitches for most of the night. In the sixth there, got a strikeout, got a bunch of weak contact. That's my job, so.
Like the strikeouts, swing and miss was up early, at least increased from your previous two starts. Anything to that in your opinion?
I thought I executed more in the corners, on the edges, better than I had been. So, I'm going to try to build off that.
With Larnick in that fourth, I think you had him 0-2, and then ended up as a walk. Was it just a tough plate appearance for him?
Yeah, a couple pitches got away from me there. I tried to put him away, and then, I got back into the count, and, just lost him. It's just, you don't like to lose guys like that, but, it happens. Try to build off it and do better next time.
Your pitching overall lately has been really good. You guys feel like you're being able to put together some good starts, get into a rhythm here?
Yeah, I think, as this deep into the season, we're starting to get into a routine. It's a little warmer out today. It's been getting warmer, so, that helps. But, we're building off of each other's starts and, analyzing teams together. So we're moving in the right direction for this time of year.
All right, there you go. That's Seth Lugo. He takes his first loss of the season, and he brought it up. Back-to-back walks in that fourth inning. I know I've mentioned the throw, the decision on where to throw by Hunter Renfro, but, error me. Back-to-back walks will often come back to bite you. And the Twins earn those walks. You heard Annie Rogers of MLB.com bring it up. The first walk to Carlos Correa, well, they were both 8-pitch battles that ended up in free passes. First Carlos Correa, then the lefty Trevor Larnick. And yeah, as Annie brings up, Lugo had him down 0-2. And Larnick just dug in. Back-to-back walks, that line drive back to Lugo that we just heard. That's the second out. And then Eduardo Julian. Yanks one to right field. Correa comes around to score, but Renfro makes the throw to second base, and they catch Larnick drifting for the third and final out. Text line 913-586-7965. B-Dub writes in and says that Luka Doncic should be tonight's player of the game. Yeah, that's an option. That's certainly an option. We'll head back inside the Royals Clubhouse coming up in a moment, but first let's go to Buzz out in Lawrence. Buzz, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Watching on TV tonight. Not a whole lot to like about this one. I'm with you, Seth. You had a solid outing. Obviously, you want him to go a little deeper, but you'll take 5 2/3, giving up two runs. I'm cool with that. But the offense, man, just completely flat tonight. But I think you got to give a lot of credit to twin starter Joe Ryan.
For sure.
He went 7 innings, gave up just 2 base runners, and he was just – he looked dominant out there. We really had just no answer for him. At the end of 7, he was sitting at 85 pitches, and I was thinking he may go complete game here and just shut us out.
Yep.
And I was surprised he didn't even come back out for the 8th inning. And it seems like this has kind of been a trend in the league the last few years. Starters are just getting pulled earlier and earlier, it seems like every year. So I guess my question for you is, one, just what are your thoughts on Joe getting pulled after that 7th? And then, two, are we going to see complete games moving forward, or is this just going to become an extinct part of the game that we just no longer see? I'll listen off air. Thanks, Vern.
Hey, Buzz. Thanks for the phone call. Good stuff. Yeah. Listen, as I'm sitting here, I thought Ryan would come back out for the 8th. But I saw Griffin Jax up and throwing, and you know, Jax is probably their best reliever. I know Duran's their closer. You know, Akala's got some heat. But Griffin Jax, I think, is their best reliever. Hasn't gotten off to the best start this season. You know, you had him up. You're only up by 2 runs. The numbers don't lie about pitchers the third time through. It's the bottom of the Royals lineup coming up. I understand what Baldelli's doing, right? A chance to a quick confidence boost for a guy that we're going to need if we're going to vie for this division title. Now it's Massey, Melendez, Biggio, Garcia. Could Joe Ryan have gone through them? The way he was throwing tonight, likely. Yeah, probably. And you would think this likely eliminates them using Griffin Jax tomorrow, which I think helps your point, Buzz, that they shouldn't have used him. So that's actually beneficial to the Royals. Yeah, to me it was an investment on the season by Baldelli. An investment in Jax that, yeah, could hurt him tomorrow, but could benefit them in the long run. And then to your point of is the complete game just something that we're not going to see anymore? Yeah, and it's been like that for quite a while. Now, last season, how many teams here? 12 teams didn't have a single complete game all year. So, you know, almost half the league didn't have a single complete game in 2024. 12 other teams only had one. The Royals only had 2 last year. The Philadelphia Phillies led Major League Baseball with 5. You know, because they have 2 of the biggest horses in the game in Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. Yeah, complete games are toast. And it's not for no reason, right? Again, the numbers bear it out. Almost every single pitcher isn't as good the third time facing a lineup. And I think we can all understand why. So if you have someone that has, you know, 100 with a devastating breaking ball, yeah, go to them. And the Twins got a few of them. And I always marvel at the statistics Brett Saberhagen put up. Now, Saberhagen had a dozen strikeouts in his Cy Young season, or excuse me, strikeouts, a dozen complete games in his Cy Young Award season of 1989, 10 in his other Cy Young Award winning season of 1985. His career high was 15 back in 1987. So, again, no team is putting up double-digit complete games, let alone an individual like Sabes. Thanks for the phone call, Buzz. Let's go to Raj in the Ozarks. Raj, you're on 96.5 The Fan. How are you, pal?
Hey, how are you? How are you, Vern?
Doing very well. Nice to hear from you.
Your shows are off to a great start. This is the first time I've got to call in. I just got up to the city and going to go to the ball game tomorrow, so I'm all excited about that.
Well, I hope I get a chance to see you.
Hey, Sunday we were listening to your show. We were fixing up a dock and getting ready to put it on the water. And I got a friend named Wildcat Jay, big baseball fan, big strapping guy. And I said, God, Vern mentioned his hair. That's about the third time this year so far. And Wildcat Jay looked over at me and he goes, Rod, you better call him. And I said, oh, okay, I'll give him a call for you, bud. And I'll make it pretty short, Vern. Wildcat Jay went through a rough patch about 20 years ago. Wife ran off, lost his job. It didn't take him long to bounce back. He's one of the best dock builders down there on the lake now. And now he's got money. He's got a girlfriend about half his age. And he goes out into the marina, and he's going to buy a powerboat because he's feeling it, you know. And he's on the lake cruising down on a Saturday, flying down in this powerboat. Girls in bikinis waving at him. Guys honking their boat horn, giving him the thumbs up.
Yeah.
But what I didn't tell you, Vern, is about a week before that, Jay went and bought a toupee.
Mm.
So he's flying down the lake, and half of that toupee is going straight up in the air, flapping around. And when they got back to the marina, the salesman said, it looked like two calico cats fighting on top of your head. Hence the nickname Wildcat Jay. So I know it gets windy on that concourse, Vern. I don't want you making any hasty decisions or anything.
Always looking.
And
out.
I know how the Royals callers are with these nicknames, so just be careful, okay? And I can't wait to be out at the K tomorrow.
You're one of the good ones, Raj.
Appreciate
I need
it.
You in my corner, buddy. Time. Thank you very much. Raj in the Ozarks, checking in for the first time in 2025. The finale between the Royals and Twins. Tomorrow afternoon, it's a 1:10 first pitch. Michael Wacha, Bailey Ober. Another very intriguing pitching matchup and another game in which, my best advice, Royals hitters, pack a lunch. Pack a lunch. Bailey Ober is a handful. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. Let's go to JD in Chanute. You're next up on the postgame show. JD, what's happening?
Hello, Vern. I'll be there at the K in spirit anyway. I have yet to attend a game, but I hope sometime soon that I'll be able to make it up there.
Me too.
But I was disappointed in my boys in blue, but I think maybe tomorrow they're going to get it together, and they're going to put a big old W up there. So I'll be rooting for them, so...
Well, you better call in if you're calling your shot like that.
Well, I will be. I'll be calling in. Well, I think they're going to put a W up tomorrow. I really do. They get in a little slump, but I think they're going to get out of it, and I just know they'll come through.
There you go. Way to believe in the boys. Way to believe in the home nine. JD, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Crazy Ray in Kansas City. Haven't talked to this dude in like a decade. Ray.
It is good to hear from you, Vern. How can you not forget about me?
I don't know how to answer that.
Anyways, I watched the game, but I got a couple of questions. What would you how do you feel about I want to know why India is leading off compared to last year whenever Mike L. Garcia was the leadoff. I like him leading off because when he gets on base, he has a tendency to mess with the pitcher's mind, and he steals second base. And my dad really likes when he gets on base. You know, he always says that Mike L. Garcia is really hilarious. It is when you watch that.
And my dad, when I was young, he liked Juan Encarnacion. Remember him with the Detroit Tigers? And I was like, I mean, I see the ability, but, you know, dads don't know it all, really.
Vern, would you prefer...
Ray, I got it. No. Yep.
Yeah, I got one more question. Would you prefer over a Cy Young Award, Seth Lugo or Cole Reagans? I like Cole Reagans a little bit better than Seth Lugo, and that's just my opinion.
Well, we got your opinion down. It's nice to hear from you.
I got one more thing.
We got you down. We got everything we need. Hey, Lugo, Cole Reagans, man, they're both wearing royal blue. I'm happy if the Cy Young Award is delivered here for the first time in 16 years. I'd say Reagans is off to the early lead, right? I don't know why you're discounting Chris Bubich, though, Ray. And, Ray, I hate to break it to you, but India is your leadoff hitter from here on out, brother. Man. Kind of reminded why we haven't talked in so long, but either way, glad to hear that you're doing well. Crazy Ray in Kansas City. They pay me for this. We're back with more after this.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's a new year and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Royals lose 4-0, and that man, Michael Wacha, takes the hill coming up tomorrow, trying to take the series from the Twins. Royals' 3-game winning streak is no more. They're blanked by Minnesota. Again, 4-0. They're now 6-6 on the young season. I know we heard the highlight of Seth Lugo making that quick stab of a line drive off of the bat of Ty France in the fourth. I'm sorry. Listen, a 4-0 defeat, the options are not plentiful for play of the game. But Kevin Biggio, getting the start at first base, the catch that he made in the eighth inning, that's a 3-0 game. The Royals have done nothing offensively. No, it's not a game-saving play, but to me it was the most impressive play of the night. Kevin Biggio, with nobody on and nobody out, helped Sam Long out as Willie Castro with a high pop-up to the first base foul territory, and first baseman Kevin Biggio ranges right in front of the Royals' dugout and makes a very nifty basket catch. That, to me, was tonight's MVP play of the game, presented by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go to Dave in Kansas City. Dave, you're on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan.
Vern, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Longtime listener, first-time caller, and
oh,
I have
man.
A few thoughts here. First of all, I just want to acknowledge that broadcast radio is magic. You know, I'm sitting here in Kansas City. I'm on like a 15-second delay, but what you and your team do here, it's pure magic, and I love it. So thanks for, you know, contributing what you do to my life.
Glad to have a part in it. Thanks for allowing me.
Of course. It's a pleasure. So the real question is, if you can, just give me your perspective on this team. I know it's early.
Oh, it's a lot.
It's fun for me to listen to, you know, the fans. There are people much more dedicated and with, like, many more seasons of in-depth following of the Royals than I bring to this call. So there are ups and downs, you know, and like we lost tonight on the heels of a 3-game winning streak. Those performances and the wins, they grabbed my attention and I was super high. We lose here tonight. That's unfortunate, but a previous caller used the word slump to describe tonight's performance.
Right.
So
which is incorrect.
Staff,
yeah.
Right. I agree with you. I agree with you. I think it's reactive.
Sure. And where were you heading? Because I think I'm about to agree with you even more. What about the pitching staff?
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, what Reagan's has given us and, like, Ursic, it's just like, I don't
Bubich.
Even know all the names. Bubich.
Right.
There
Bubich.
You go. The strikeout.
Ursic,
like,
Estevez, Harvey, Lynch. Lorenzen, yeah. You want my assessment of the team, it begins right there. You know, you have to believe that 75% of the time that you take the field, you're going to have the better starting pitcher, the better bullpen, the better defense, the better base running team. If you have that much going for you, you have a chance to win.
I want to ask
75% of the time. So that's really all you can ask. I think it's a good team.
So you mentioned the defense there. Last night, the runs we surrendered were both unearned. Is that accurate?
Cole Reagan's run was earned. Okay. There was only one run allowed. Are you talking about the way that the Royals scored?
Yeah.
The way that the Royals scored, yes. They were both unearned, correct. Yeah, the okay. Twins were booting the ball all around. They made three errors last night.
Well, listening to that game play out, I'll say again, broadcast radio, it's pure magic. It's a game made for this medium.
No doubt.
And just...
It's made for radio, not necessarily sports radio talk, right? Like you were saying, because the words like slump and, you know, sports radio wants everything black and white. Baseball resides in the gray area.
It's a beautiful game, Vern.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Dave, nice to hear from you. Hope to hear from you again.
Soon, yes. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Yeah, no doubt. Phone line open up for you, 913-586-7965. Let's head back downstairs inside that Royals clubhouse earlier. Salvador Perez addressing the media, the captain, talking to the assembled media, taking it for the boys, right? No one really did anything, but someone's got to answer for it. Captain 0-for-3 tonight. Here's what he had to say after the game as our very own Kramer Sansone was inside that Royals clubhouse.
What made Joe Ryan a difficult challenge for you guys tonight?
Pretty good. Good game for him. I think his father was kind of good today. You know, he got one of the best fastball in baseball. You know, it's a good day for him.
It's a challenge as an offense when he's kind of rolling like that. We try to get to,
you know, I think we hit the ball pretty hard today. Even myself, I hit it 2 times, right? So it's part of the game. Just another game, you know. Today's over. Concentration for tomorrow, try to win the series.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of Seth Lugo's performance on the mound tonight?
I think he did pretty good. You know, only 2 runs, you know, couple of walks, but I think he's doing pretty good. I think 6 strikeouts. He's doing pretty good. You guys know him.
Offensively, where do you feel like you guys are at as a team right now, just overall?
Yeah, you can see the number 9 and the kind of team that we don't hit really good right now. You know, it's a long season, but we still hit the ball hard, you know. I think that's the most important thing, just hit the ball hard and see what happens after that. Control what we can control. Just prepare ourselves every day for the game, compete, and see what happened after the last out.
You guys like at least the process that you're
it's pretty
together?
Good. I think we're in good shape right now. You know, been only like 9 games, 10 games, something like that. So we got a lot of game left.
Mm-hmm. Pitching has obviously kept you in games, helped you guys win the last couple. What have you thought overall about your pitching?
Pretty good. They're doing a tremendous job. I think when that combination click, it's gonna be better. Mm-hmm. Hitting and pitching. Mm-hmm. They're doing pretty good job. We got some really good pitchers.
Cool. And there you go. That's Salvador Perez. Thanks to Annie Rogers of MLB.com, Jalen Thompson of the Kansas City Star for providing the questions. Royals held to 3 hits tonight, 2 of them coming against the starting pitcher, Joe Ryan. A leadoff double for Bobby in the 4th, a 1-out single for Michael Garcia as he throws a few laser beams out there per use. 102 off the bat for that 1-out single for Michael. And then Kevin Biggio ripped an 0-2 offering to right field off of Griffin Jacks with 2 outs in the 8th. That's all the offense could muster tonight. Text line, phone number, they're identical. 913-586-7965. We continue to attempt... I shouldn't say we... I don't need to include myself. Y'all continue to search for a nickname for the back end of the Royals bullpen. From the 913, another nickname for our closers, Vern, could be the Royal Flush. That sure could. Tony's writing in on the text line. Vern, not a good outcome tonight, but as you know, usually another game tomorrow. It's not a sweep, but I'm confident of a victory and a series win tomorrow. Tony, I'm with you. Well, I'm with you as far as that's what I'm cheering for. I don't know. I don't know how confident. I'm excited for tomorrow's game. That's what I would say. It's not that I'm not confident in Michael Wacha or this bullpen, this rested bullpen, or these hitters. It's just I have a proper amount of respect for Bailey Ober. And anything can happen in those nine innings. So I'm with you. I'll be rooting for him, but I guess I won't share the confidence. Rally Mantis still calls it a perfect night at Kauffman Stadium. Nice to hear that. Nice to hear that you got some positivity to you. Big T's trying to write a pink slip for Sam Long. All right. Victor in Raytown says the Royals being 500 at this point of the season is great. 2 years ago, the Royals were 2-10 and out of contention already. Man, that feels like a decade ago. 2023 feels like a decade ago. But you're right, Victor. It wasn't. It's a snap of a finger ago. Scott in Phoenix on the text line writing, Vern, I agree with you about the whining about the outfield. Sick of it. Tonight, the whole lineup was weak. Forget the outfield. Vern, I have no issue with either Lugo or the bullpen or even Stratton. Tonight's blame goes on the offense. Scott, thanks for listening. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Kathy out in Los Angeles. Kathy, what's happening?
Well, I just find it funny that when some of the people that keep calling in and blaming the same players all the time, it's, yeah, you know, how you have your players of the game. It's like they have their players of the blame all the time, which are usually Renfro and MJ Melendez.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know that, Kathy. It's been like that forever. It's Chris Getz. It's Omar Infante. It's Nicky Lopez. It's, you know, whoever's hitting 8 or 9 in the lineup is normally the guy that they tend to swarm.
Exactly. And, it, you know, it's just like, wasn't it the same way last year? Same people all the time, too?
I'm trying to think. Last year it started off Will Smith. People had the daggers out for Will Smith. Kathy, you remember that. Thanks for the phone call. Katie in North Carolina writes in, Vern, Seth Lugo was gentlemanly pissed to get yanked tonight, and I love to see the passion from Cool Hand Lugo. Also like that Matt Quatrero sent him out for the 6, but was willing to pull him before he finished it. Vern, I'm confident Lugo will be lights out again this year, signed Katie in North Carolina. Always appreciate you listening. Gabe in Independence, how about this? Vern, yes, we all love Jack Caglione. You, I, all of us. But enough of Jack. He needs his time in AA and in AAA before we call him up. Yes, we could call him up, but we don't want to see another Jackson Holiday scenario in Kansas City. Please, Royals fans, do not rush Jack. Signed, Gabe in Independence. Gabe, great message there. I don't think you're going to convince Royals fans not to rush Jack, but I don't think you need to worry about the Royals rushing Jack. I mentioned this earlier in the show if you missed. Royals Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations and General Manager J.J. Piccolo. We joined Cody and Gold earlier this week here on 96.5 The Fan. J.J. joins Cody and Gold multiple times every month throughout the baseball season. Joined him earlier on Tuesday. Had this to say about what the team needs to see from Jack before they bump him up a level.
I think with Jack, I mean, it's really hard to, I guess, explain and understand. It's the quality of the bats guys are taking and who is he facing? You know, is he facing a quality, you know, pitcher that can make pitches similar to the pitches that he's going to be facing in the major leagues? You know, what's he doing against left-handed pitchers and what type of a bat is he taking there? We know he's got power. I mean, like that's not, I mean, for him to hit a ball the way he did in Tulsa, that's not surprising to us. But the very next day with 2 strikes, he hits a line drive to left center field. Another bat, he was down 0-2 and he walks. That's more important to us in trying to determine how ready he is for the major leagues than seeing him hit a hanging breaking ball 460 feet. You know, that he's going to do that. But it's how he handles his at-bats, what he does with 2 strikes. Does he recognize situations to get the run in? Because he's going to be in that category of run producer. But it's not going to be a small sample that we're going to make that determination. It's going to be a large sample. And, you know, we haven't determined, you know, is it 100 at bats, 500 at bats? We just have to have an instinct. We have people watching him every night. You know, we have reports from the coaches every night. You know, there is another step for him to take, and that's called AAA before he even gets to the major league. So, you know, that's what we're looking for. We want to see the quality of at bat, the consistency, because we know one thing, it's a lot harder here in the major leagues because the pitchers are the elite of the elite, and we got to put him in the best position to handle that. So when he comes up, he never goes back, and that's the best way to handle players.
Cags tonight, 1-for-5 at the AA level, hitting .333. 5 walks, 5 punch-outs, but again, I thought perfectly put by the architect of this ball club. Again, coming up tomorrow, Michael Wacha, Bailey Ober, the finale of this 7-game homestand in this 4-game series between division rivals. Thanks to Kramer Sansone for his work inside the Royals clubhouse. Thanks to Nathan Williams for the work back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. We'll do it again in just over 12 hours. Talk to you at noon on 96.5 The Fan. Take care.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.